When's the last time you were on a private jet, Murray? She wasn't talking to him. I'm just going to hear him out. Stone, cold, mute. Fine. It's probably better for you to stay here. I'll be back in 3 days anyway. His phone rang. He didn't look at it. It rang again. This time he looked at it. Liam, always managing to call at the most inopportune moments. And yet Stuart couldn't help but smile inwardly, imagining Liam's reaction when Stuart told him about the prince, about how the dream team might not be headed out to pasture just yet, after all. Stuart, she said. He looked up, and with the full bore of his gaze, he said, "Come with me." "Stuart, I'm not coming with you." "Then marry me," he said. She said after a pause, "Oh, Stuart, please." "I'm serious," he said. "How is marriage going to change anything?" He didn't have an answer. "Stuart, what I'm telling you is that this is the stop on the train at which I get off." The smile vanished from his lips. She did not look away. Nor did he. He could, should, believe her. But what was the point of that? It would be like believing in death. Sure, he knew he was going to die, but he didn't actually believe he would die, that it would actually happen. If he believed that, he would go nuts, bonkers, crazy. No, whether she married him or not, Marie would be with him on that train, always. "What, you're going to go to India by yourself?" he asked, though it wasn't a question. Of course, she would go off to India by herself. He knew this. He knew she knew he knew this. She was apt to do anything she wanted to, if she put her mind to it. He'd always known her to be capable of going further than he. It was what he loved about her. That one day, she would leave him, if she had to. That one day, it would be his turn just to show up, as she had just shown up in Seoul, back when this story began.